People don't have places to live right now. They're living in tents. And he's going to say, we don't feel good?
Canadians don't tend to think about rates, this, that. Affordability is how Canadians feel this issue. It's been a huge issue now going on 2 years. This past year has been particularly hard for many. So there's a disconnect. Even while economists are starting to say, actually, this looks pretty good. We're feeling pretty good about where we're going. Canadians are still saying we don't feel good. Confidence is down.
We can see this. We've made a lot of progress getting inflation down. It was 8% last year. But what are Canadians feeling? Well, they're feeling prices went way up. Okay, inflation's come down, but prices haven't come down. And even inflation is still too high. The economy is slowing. Interest rates have gone up. None of it feels very good. Okay, we're at the end of 2023. We're moving into 2024 pretty soon. We do expect that's going to be a year of transition. The first part's not going to feel good. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But as we get later in the year, I think we can expect growth to be picking up.
I love how the Bank of Canada governor put it. When you can't eat, it's not about how you feel. When you can't feed your kids, that's not about how you feel. People don't have places to live right now. They're living in tents. And he's going to say, we don't feel good? Really? Is that what he's got to say? It's not about how you feel in that situation. We're literally talking about life-sustaining needs, shelter, food. And people don't have that. So I think it's kind of disingenuous for them to come out and say, oh, it's going to be a rough start to 2024. They saw this a couple years ago and they predicted that this was going to happen. So it's kind of hard to then listen to them and actually believe that they're concerned about how Canadians are feeling when we look at this. Now, we do know this. There's still more tough times to come. We know that we're going to see more economic volatility. Even if we see interest rates come down, we're going to still see more. What are you supposed to do with that? Well, I'll tell you this. Whenever you listen to the Bank of Canada, you're probably guaranteed to do the opposite if you want to come out on top.
The people in this beautiful part of the country know firsthand how great it is to spend your weekends camping. But not all Canadians are so lucky. We want to change that. A re-elected Liberal government will expand the Learn to Camp program so that by the time they reach grade 8, all Canadian kids will have had the opportunity to experience camping and learn important outdoors.
Just taking a shot there at the current Liberal government. You know, now, something for you real estate investors out there, you might want to get into buying some campgrounds. Apparently, they're quite popular under this current Liberal government. The government is giving $1.4 billion to the CBC as they are going and laying off 800 people. And instead, we've got people that are on the street living in tents, and they are completely disregarding those. Now, I know that the concept is, hey, if we give the money to CBC, then they're going to put it out in salaries to people. And then that way they'll have money. They'll be able to spend it in the economy. That's what we're going to do. We're going to help them out. And while we're producing Canadian content, okay, that's wonderful. But they just laid off 800 people. So clearly the money isn't going to salaries. Whose pocket is it going to line is what I want to know. Are we talking about executive compensation packages? Are we talking about money that's coming back into government coffers? What is actually going on with that money? How is it being used? How is it being distributed? And is it actually to try to stimulate the economy?
At a House of Commons committee, CBC President Catherine Tait was asked repeatedly why the Crown Corporation is cutting 800 jobs, but still planning to pay bonuses to executives, including to Tait herself.
The witness doesn't want to answer my question. It's very simple. Will she be given a bonus in 2020?
It's not my decision whether I get a bonus or not.
The questions come as CBC faces a $125 million projected budget shortfall this coming year. Ottawa provides the CBC $1.3 billion annually.
There's a lot to unpack here. Could we actually address the CBC and their content and what they're providing? Sure, absolutely. Their profitability, sure, we could address that. the fact that they've let off all of these people and now the government's trying to help them out because they're not sustainable. Yeah, we could address all of those things. But I want to actually point to something a little bit deeper about why the government is actually trying to throw money out into all of these places. As we are seeing currently inflation across the board, there's something to understand that there is actually a bigger concern of deflation hitting the Canadian economy. You know, in terms of economics, they call this money printing. And the reason that they're trying to do that is they're trying to inflate the dollar, because we actually have some other things happening in our economy right now. The price of fuel is actually going down, but you and I are not seeing it right now because of the carbon tax, and it continues to go up. So if you remove the carbon tax, you'd see that the price of gasoline was actually going down. The price of home heating fuel, all of these things, they're actually going down right now. So fuel, the cost of fuel is going down, and that would actually make things a little bit easier. We're seeing the prices of housing in certain places holding steady, or in some cases, they're coming down. Now, what is the concern there? The concern is if there's not enough cash in the system, in our economy floating around, then the entire economy stops, because our entire system is built on that flow of the money going around. So what is the government doing? They're looking for places to give money away. They're looking for ways to inject cash into the system. Now, you and I both know that there are a whole lot better places that they could send that money, but this is one of the underlying things that you can see, that when you look at the money that they're throwing into different places, even in as they're committing more and more billions of dollars to Ukraine, and not committing it to our own military, they're trying to increase or inflate the dollar, because we don't want the dollar to increase in value. Then that creates a whole other set of problems. Namely, how do we pay back the debt that Justin Trudeau just ran through the roof in COVID? You know, here in Canada, we have the CBC, which is a government-funded media organization. And having a government-funded media organization is not a bad thing, because it provides the opportunity to provide free information to its citizens. And that's what historically the CBC was meant to do, to be able to provide content to Canadians about Canada, relevant to Canadians. Everybody got to have that. You might not have had a bunch of the other channels, but you had CBC. And it was based on reliable reporting. And so the government having a channel like that was important. But now what we're watching is a production company that are now producing content that we as Canadians can't trust the integrity of. At least if it was boring, but you could sense that it was true, great. It's a failing business. Keep giving them money because it supports a greater cause for Canada. I'm all for it. Just like all the other systems. I mean, there's no government department that turns a profit except for Revenue Canada. They're the only ones that have ever made a profit, because they're the ones that take in all the money. Other than that, they're all companies at a loss. The CBC is no different. You may call it a private entity, but it's not. It's a government arm, a government subsidized media program. And it serves a purpose, although I don't believe it serves the purpose that it's supposed to anymore. We're not seeing the unbiased. We're not seeing multiple sides. We're not seeing a representation of Canadians and their differing views. As Canada, we should have the opportunity to see all of the views of what Canadians hold. And we're not seeing that in this current regime. Why is our tax dollars going to this program, to this type of programming? And so when we see this and we see them laying off 800 people, good luck.